He called Jeff Sessions, the Attorney General of the United States, a dumb Southerner. Now, you may say to yourself, well, is that really the biggest thing that happened? Yeah, it is. Of all the allegations that were thrown out, that's the one that really exposes the truth about the Republican Party and the Republican voter. If a Democratic president would have ever used the term dumb Southerner, they would have been done. They would have been done. If Barack Obama would have ever referred to a distinguished politician from the South as a dumb Southerner, the impeachment vote would have happened in the House by noon. They would have been run into the Senate, and they would have given him one chance to resign in disgrace before voting him out of office that day. That day. The entire facade about the Trump appeal was that this guy got the working class. He got the Southerners. He got the farmers. He got the rural folk, the people that the salt of the earth, the bread and butter, the blue collar, the dirty hands people. That's what Trump supposedly got. Yesterday, we learned from Woodward's book that it's all a myth. He himself looks down upon all you people. He called Jeff Sessions a dumb Southerner. You should have had your pitchforks and torches. If this really was about disrespecting good old rural country folk, you guys should have had your pitchforks and torches. You should have been storming the White House. You should have been demanding his resignation. But yet, what do you hear from the Republicans? Any outrage? How about from the Southern Republicans? No, none. Dumb Southerner. Why don't you just call him Foghorn Leghorn? Now, boy. Now, wait a minute here. No. Seriously, just call him Foghorn.
I kind of bet he actually has called people a name.
I guarantee he's used a lot worse.
Yeah.
I guarantee you. But we know of this. And once again, the entire mantra, the mythos of Trump is this idea that he represents the common folk, the regular guy, the blue collar. He just used as an insult, dumb Southerner. And you guys aren't quiet. You guys don't care about that. That was what you used to justify your vote. But that's not why you did vote for the guy. You didn't vote for the guy because he represented you. You voted for the guy because you fools had been brainwashed into hating Democrats more than you loved your country, your religion, and your own personal well-being. You just use that as the validation, the thinly veiled validation. Well, yesterday, we pulled that veil back, and we exposed you for who you really are. You just hate Democrats, and that's all you do. You just hate Democrats. Because if this really was, you liberals don't get us people, us working class, you find out that, and this has been confirmed now, that he says, dumb Southerner, that should have been it for you. Because everything you based your entire vote on, your justification, your unending faith in this guy, everything you've praised him for, is based on this idea that he's really just salt of the earth like us. And he just proved he's not. And not one of you cowards has the guts to call him out and saying, that's unacceptable. It's unacceptable that it sure as heck is unacceptable to use mental retarded as an insult. And it sure is unacceptable that when he's supposed to represent the common folk, that he's using terms like dumb Southerner. If that was Barack Obama, you would all be demanding his resignation. All of you would. You dang hypocrites. This was never about working class versus the upper class. This was never about country versus rural. This was about you guys getting brainwashed into hating Democrats more than you loved your country, your quality of life, and your religion. And this was the thin veil, the butter sheen they put on the bread to get you guys to go along with it. And you think I'm lying? Whenever I asked you guys if you hated Obama because of the color of his skin, you all said, never, Matt, it's because of deficits. Deficits are the worst thing. Deficits, Matt, it was all deficits. Well, Johnny Orange Boy over there, Mr. Creamsicle himself, has just doubled the budget deficit. And you guys don't say a damn thing.